I am doing an unboxing of some sex toys that I purchased recently. I can't remember everything that I purchased because I'm a terrible human being, but I do know that one of them is a e-stim unit. It is similar to a TENS unit, but it was half off, so it was like $12.50. I purchased it because I'm interested in e-stim, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money without knowing for sure that it was something that I really was into. one of the items in this box is an e-stim thing, and I'm very excited to get into the box and see what else there is, because I forget things. I will take a picture for you of the box. Strategically, hopefully. Haha. I'm gonna... I have cut the tape on the box open, so there is no need for the knife, necessarily, but, you know. Have the knife with me, just in case. Just in case there's spiders or something and I have to cut myself open. I don't know. Let's probably cut that out. This is the strangest box I have ever received. It has a handle, like a briefcase. So that was an interesting thing to open my door to and see that there's this, you know, briefcase box on my porch. Not really outside my door. So I'm opening the box, and the first thing that I take out is something from Lilo? I don't know how to pronounce it. And it is... It is the Siri 2 Sound Responsive Massager. So, this is something that I was excited about because it does respond to sound. So you can, like, play music and use that you can play music and that'll be your, the beat. Not really sure. I'm very excited to try that out because it seems fun. The next thing that I'm going to pull out is quite large. And I honestly did forget that I ordered this, but I got a stool for purposes. quite large. Yes, it is quite large. I'm excited about this because it is a seat for sitting on. Obviously, that's what you sit on seats. Somebody posted a video or a picture or whatever of something very similar to this. It is neoprene and elastic, and you sit on it and you do things because, that's what you do. So it's not quite a queening chair, but if somebody has, it's like a sex stool. If I'm live recording and I don't know the names of things that I'm doing. So this quite large item, all wrapped in neoprene. It's a metal frame, all wrapped in neoprene. Looks super easy to put together. That's really nice. I think you should build one. You should definitely build one, because this is, it really doesn't seem to be like that big of a deal. Except for, I'm sitting on my bed, which probably not the best place to be trying to put this thing together, but it's just two pieces of pipe, sort of, that's what it looks like. It doesn't look like it would be too difficult to make. You just gotta have the right type of material to build it. And then be strong enough to pull the elastic straps. Yeah. Oh, heck. Hi. So I'm gonna put that together later, likely. I did purchase lube and cleaner, because it's always important to have lube and cleaner. And I tend to purchase lube and cleaner with every toy purchase that I make, because that way I know that I'm not running out. I also received, in the package, I received promotional free glass dildos. Three of them, in fact. Which is interesting, because, they're just giving them away. one of them is a clear glass with multicolored polka dots. There's red dots and green dots and yellow and blue. It's very knobby, which is nice. Then there is one that looks like the knobby one is several inches long. I'm not going to try and measure my brain using my brain, because girl inches are a thing. But it is, it's not as long as my forearm, but it's, not short. Then one of the other ones that I have is, I'm pretty sure, for anal play. It has what looks like threading on the shaft of the glass dildo. The head looks like a lemon zester, which is interesting. It's got grooves. It's obviously pointed like a dildo. But then it has grooves in it, but they're not zester. Juicer. A lemon juicer. It's got grooves in it. I will take a picture and show you. It is interesting to me, because I would never have thought of this as being something that might be in high demand, but that's why I'm not a sex toy designer. So this is going to be the lemon juicery one, and and the knobby one is in the background. So it had the lemon juicery one, the citrus juicery, words are fun. It does have threading on it, and it also has a handle. So I'm pretty sure it's for anal, because why not? But then it also has there are knobs around the base, which is very interesting to me. So, you I would assume you insert it, but then you can also, it is a citrus reamer. I am being corrected. Thank you. My citrusy friend. It looks kind of fun, because it looks like you could, crank it up. I don't know. So that's that. That came for free in the package, which I'm not going to turn down free dildos, right? Whoa, this is interesting. And then the third free glass dildo is shaped, looks like it has little feet on it, little knobby feet, which is kind of adorable. And then it has, it's like the color of really weak coffee. It's kind of brown, but not an ugly brown. Like, if that makes sense. It's a nice, you know, like gentle, like vanilla brown, if that makes sense. I will take a picture of that one as well. It has, I doubt it would stand up on its own, just because the knobby feet don't extend down far enough, but it has like a little head on it, kind of, that I'm assuming is for G-spot stimulation. It makes me think of a tiny little dinosaur. It's adorable. Or maybe like another, like a water pick. Words are super. So that is that. And then, what the heck?
Well, that's disappointing.
The one thing that I was quite excited for, the, E-Stim thingamahoo, is not in the package. So I have a very strongly worded letter to write to somebody, because that was disappointing. Yeah, oof. I mean, super oof. But I did still get my my music vibrator, so that'll be interesting. Let's see, what are these instructions? Oh, there's a sticky, like a stick'em peel off stick'em thingy. And it's only on there to instruct you to peel it off. Wow. Super awesome. So that got peeled off. And so this is the I will happily come on over. It's one of those things that I want to try it before I buy it. All right, so then this is the sound activated, which I'm very interested to try. It does not appear to be waterproof, because it does have a hole like in the bottom for the plug, which is, as you know, standard for this product line. It is a Lilo product, so it's, you know, kind of standard fare for them. USB plug with a, you know, the round inserty thing. A male part, two males, no females. The female is on the vibrator itself. So you plug it in, and then you plug it in, and, then you plug yourself in. It is supposedly musically activated, like, or sound, you can set it to be sound activated. I'm quite excited about trying that, because I don't typically listen to music, but I don't typically listen to music, but it's something that I would not be opposed to trying. Because, you know, it's a fun and different thingamahoo. Okay, so you press the plus to turn it on, and press again to increase vibration. Alright. Press the plus. Yep, nope. Gotta charge it first, which is expected. But, I'm quite excited to try it out, because it is something that looks like quite a bit of fun. And I do like music. Oh, there are musical modes, even. Classical, reggae, rumba, folk, hop, hip-hop, soul, techno, jazz, and whatever you like, whatever that means. They've got instructions in many different languages, one of which I can read. I'm sure metal is in there, yes. There's a warranty information, super fun. So the thing that I want to do is I want to try to put this frickin' stool together, because that is like the only thing I guess left. I'm sad that the Easton isn't available, because I was going to definitely try that out. maybe not live, but definitely record it. But this stool will have to suffice for my brain excitement stuff and things. I don't know. Words are... It's the hard English. I don't know. Or is it the hard English? You tell me. The elastic bands on this thing are quite strong, which is, I guess, a good thing. I'm interested to see how this works, because if I can do this, I will... maybe I should do this while I'm standing on the ground. That way I can use, you know, the fact that I'm taller than it to try and do things. I don't know. But that takes away the fun. Right? It takes away the fun of trying to build something while you're sitting on your bed. Eyes, friend. What was that gif that you shared of the stool? Because that's what I got. Share that with us again. I got something similar, I should say. I don't know that that's exactly what I got, but that's what I'm working on right now. Oh, man. Heck! Rude, how did you not save it? that's a fox. No. Yeah, I don't see the Easton in the bottom of the box, which is sad. So that must be coming separately. Like me. Unless I'm totally blind and it's invisible. Yep, nope, not in the box. So I am now going to see what I can do as far as using the fact that I am taller than this stool, because that's a thing. You wouldn't think that they would make these elastic bands, but there's like three and they're several inches like wide. So, they make for very stretch, I don't know, words are not my friend right now. Mamba is building. What's Mamba building? A sex stool. If only. Ow. Heck, I'm okay. Didn't break anything. We're good. But like, ouch. It hit my wrist. That didn't feel good. Oh, that's fair. post it with the people where they, you know, where the people know, and I will collect it later. Well, I got one side put together. Hooray! was more difficult than anticipated. But, yeah, so I will work on that, I'm sure, later on my own. Thanks for listening. I will definitely update you as progress comes along, because stuff and things and whatnot. I'm very excited about it because it looks like something I could use with partners, or, you know, partners at some point. So yeah, super fun, super excited about it. Just gotta get it put together, and I will post a picture of it when it is put together, because yeah. Thank you for listening.